busy hour ahead, also busy on the roads. Here's Adam.
I arrived at the ambulance services headquarters in Stafford at just after 5 o'clock. I was spending the next 12 hours with Simon and Lisa, and it wasn't long before we were on the road. We've been called to a house in Stafford where a 3-year-old has had an accident.
Sweetheart, there's a little bit of a scratch coming up, Will. It'll be over in a few seconds. Okay, mate, so we go. Well done.
This little chap was playing with his brother and had a bit of a fall, hit his head. The signs and symptoms we have to look out for is vomiting, which is what he had. He also had an altered level of consciousness. Anything that like that really needs to be observed for a few hours at the hospital.
James is taken to Stafford A&E, but that's only because it's before 10 o'clock. And as Lisa points out, in a few months' time, things could be very different.
After 10 o'clock, we'd actually try and get into Shugborough because Stafford would be shut. But because it's before 10, we're going straight to A&E. But after 10 o'clock, we try and get into Shugborough. Obviously, with things changing, that resource won't be there and we'd have to go directly to Stoke. And you're talking of adding probably 20 minutes onto the journey time. So he's stable at the moment, but obviously if it was a sick child, then there's concerns there.
James is checked into A&E and the ambulance and the trolley cleaned out, ready for the next patient.
6:35, another call's just come in. We're off to Broom Hill in Cannock.
Hello? Is it Lily? You're calling Lily.
96-year-old Lily pushed her panic alarm after waking up on her bed, fully dressed, but she seems confused and doesn't know where she is. Simon says calls like this are a regular occurrence.
With the elderly population, there's quite a few who are isolated in their own home. So the only people they see is the carers that come in and help them.
So you're kind of filling the gap?
In a way, yeah.
Do you normally have carers that come in, Lily?
Over the next hour and a half, Simon and Lisa managed to contact her son in Leicestershire and try but fail to speak to the carers who visit her 4 times a day. And they help her get ready for bed too.
For this lady, what we've put into place now is for the out-of-hours doctor to come and give an examination of waterworks, really, to make sure there's no infection. And we've also safeguarded this lady as well, so she'll be now known to social services so they can implement a care package to see if she's having sustained care at home or care maybe better in another facility other than her own home.
We leave Lily in bed watching EastEnders and then it's off to the next job. Still to come, Lisa and Simon are left out in the cold.
Right, it's the ambulance service. You've pressed your button. We're the ambulance service. We work for the ambulance.